Dead End Sports 365, the place where sports opinions collide. What's good, man? It's your boy Shelton J, man. I'm here, 1/5 of Dead End Sports today on our 365 series. If you haven't checked anything out, make sure you go back and take a look at all those videos we're sending you every single day with content. Also, like, share, support, man. Please, we need all your help so we can grow this channel. Thank you for all that you do and continue to rock with us. And let us know your opinions on these things, man. If you hadn't talked yet in the comments, say something in the comments. Let us know you're there. That helps too. Man, today I want to touch on a couple things, basketball. And we may touch some other stuff too if we have time. But first, let's talk basketball. And my first subject I want to talk about is Lance Stephenson. Man, Lance Stephenson was signed to a 10-day contract about 9 days ago, I think, with the Pacers. And he's been playing like he never left. This dude has been incredible with his time with the Pacers so far. He's averaging 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists. He's fit in seamlessly. He's woken up this team. They're playing like world beaters right now. They beat the Jazz the other night in the game in which he had 16 points, 14 assists, and 5 steals. 10 of those assists went to Sabonis. He's been playing excellent. He's woke up these beasts that they have. They got a nice core. And with the way he's playing, Rick Carlisle decided, hey, we're going to sign him to a second contract. Not only that, we're going to keep him for the rest of the year. And I compliment this guy all the way around on his play. And I'm proud of Lance Stephenson. I want him to keep it going. Just keep yourself out of trouble. Do what you do best, which is play basketball, and continue to make the players around you better. And this is must-see basketball right now. Watch that team if you get a chance. I like Indiana. I don't know why they're talking about breaking it up. There's some other places that probably need to break it up before they do. I just need a couple pieces, in my opinion, and they'll be okay. Let me know what you think about the Pacers. Let me know what you think about Lance Stephenson coming back. Just touch on that. Let me know y'all's thoughts, and we can go back and forth. Also, we talked about having a call-in show soon. We can talk about that on the call-in show as well. Hopefully, you can keep that going. Also, let's touch on a little bit on this MVP race we got going on. And not just that, but then specifically the guy that I'm saying may be that guy right now, and it's Ja Morant. Ja Morant, man, is playing lights out basketball. It's ridiculous. They have, you know, this team is on a tear right now, this Memphis Grizzlies team, and he is the spearhead. He's the catalyst. He is the engine that makes that thing tick. And right now they have an NBA best record since December 1st. I think they're like 18-4. They beat first place Golden State last night, which was an impressive victory with the way they held on and with the way they pushed that team to the brink. And they just look great doing it. Ja just looks like he belongs, and he's not afraid of the challenge. And he stepped up because Steph that guy. And for Ja to play the way he does and to play, you know, to play the way he outplayed Steph last night, just to put it plain and simple. And he's been the Western Conference Player of the Week for the last 2 weeks. He's doing his thing, man. He's doing his thing, and he deserves all the credit right now. And we had a discussion last night amongst the guys, and I said it, and I'm saying it here again, you know, I think he should definitely be mentioned for Player of the Year at this point and for MVP. And I don't see how he could be kept out of the race. Ja looks tremendous. That team looks tremendous. I wouldn't want to see that team. I wouldn't want to see him. And, it, you know, I saw earlier today a few people were saying, what if he was on a team in a major market? I kind of like it being the way it is. He's an underdog, and he's having to come from a place that he's used to doing. He's done it his whole life. You know, he wasn't recruited like that. He's from South Carolina, by the way. Carolina boy, just like Steph. So, we ain't gonna talk about the Carolina stuff right now, but y'all know how I feel about the Carolina guys. But, yeah, he's doing his thing, man, but he's always been the underdog. He's going to continue to be the underdog, and that's kind of what makes him push. So I think that him being in Memphis, that says a lot for that city, and I'm really proud of Ja. I'm proud of Ja, and I'm proud of that team, and I hope that they keep battling and keep striving and doing what they're doing and keep making these games interesting, get these veterans something to think about. I'm also proud of my Hornets, man. I don't know if y'all watched them, but that's must-see basketball, and there's a few teams in the league that I would definitely pay to see in my top two right now. And it's just me. And maybe you have a difference of opinion. I like to. Oh, back to the other thing. I think that Ja is one of my leading candidates for Player of the Year. A lot of people talk about DeMar DeRozan. People talk about LeBron and his play. I'm not so high on LeBron being MVP. And the only reason I'm impressed. But like I told y'all before, and I said it last year when everybody was saying LeBron was done. Remember they said it on the show. LeBron was done. I disputed it then, and I'm saying it now. LeBron is LeBron. I mean, this is what he does. But the fact that the team is not where they should be is kind of why I'm not I'm not too high on him being MVP right now. He's just having to take on a larger load based off who he is. And I hate it for him that he has to do so much, but that's just where that team is right now. But my MVP race comes down to basically Steph and Ja. And you got DeMar DeRozan in there as well. And some people say KD, but I don't know. I don't know. He's in there, but I think I'm just leaning towards Steph and Ja. Let me know what you think about that. And also, back to the other thing, I was going to say the most teams you want to watch in the league. Give me number one at Golden State. Number two would be the Hornets. Out of all the teams in the league, and not just because that's my team, it's the fact that they just play that style of basketball that something happens every night. Number three is going to be Memphis. And those are the top three teams for me. Four, you know, of course you want to see some of the vets. You want to see the Lakers because of LeBron. You want to see the Nets because of KD. But if you just talk about purely basketball fan that's never seen a game, if I want to see some excitement, see something happen, those are the teams that I want to check out because I know they're going to give me something every night. Let me know your picks for the top three teams you want to see play a game. And let me know y'all's opinion on the stuff that we talked about so far. And I appreciate y'all, man, once again for joining me. I ask that y'all support us, man, please, by liking, subscribing, all that stuff, sharing with your friends. Help us to grow this thing, man, so we can be out there and be known. We appreciate your help so far, and we appreciate you going into 2022. Thank y'all, man. Once again, I'm going to sign out. It's Dead End Sports. Peace.